AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Hamas says it will release the next group of Israeli hostages as planned Saturday. Hamas's move would allow the ceasefire in Gaza to continue, at least for now. Elon Musk, the unelected billionaire picked by President Trump to cut government spending, says...
We do need to delete entire agencies as opposed to leave part of them behind.
In a video conference in Dubai, Musk says it's like removing the roots of a weed. He says rules and regulations build up over time.
And the normal forcing function for getting rid of rules and regulations is war. So it needs to be some kind of existential war where you have to do a reset in order to avoid being defeated in a war.
Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has sidelined career officials and gained access to sensitive databases. Several NATO allies insist NATO and Ukraine must not be cut out of any peace negotiations after President Trump signaled he will talk soon with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
UK Defence Secretary John Healey said Thursday that Ukraine's voice must be at the heart of any talks. The United States has rattled NATO by saying that Ukraine should never join and that European allies should take responsibility for Ukraine's security. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth denied that the United States is betraying Ukraine.
There's one man in the world capable of convening the parties together to bring peace, and that's President Donald Trump, which he demonstrated yesterday.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
It clearly gives that impression that it was a successful phone call. We all want peace in Ukraine. Obviously, we have to make sure that Ukraine is in the best possible position.
Both Rutte and Hegseth agreed that NATO's European allies must spend more on their own defense budgets. I'm Karen Shamas.
The government says the price of a dozen eggs hit a record high last month, $4.95. This is AP News. A federal judge cleared the way for President Trump to downsize the federal workforce.
U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. has ruled labor unions don't have the legal standing to challenge the program, commonly referred to as a buyout. It's a significant legal victory for the president after a string of courtroom setbacks. Trump wants to use financial incentives to encourage government employees to quit. Under the plan, they can stop working and get paid until September 30th. The White House says tens of thousands of workers have accepted the offer. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Valentine's Day chocolates always seem to show how deep your love is. This year, it might also show how deep your pockets are. The price of cocoa beans is setting unprecedented records. In the summer of 2022, the price of a ton of cocoa was $2,000. It's now about $10,000. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.